start now a new perek. This is on Tezvav Amid Beis. So that's the next Mishnah over here in Masechta Beitza. Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Erev Shabbos, which was actually the case in Eretz Yisrael, where, and also in Chutz Laretz, because Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov, in Eretz Yisrael, they only had Yom Tov on Friday, so Yom Tov was an Erev Shabbos. We had Friday and Shabbos because we have a second day Yom Tov, but it's still the same rule would apply. The Yom Tov comes on Erev Shabbos. So there's a special concern. You're not allowed to, even though Yom Tov is a lesser level of Kedusha than Shabbos, because on Shabbos, no melacha is permitted. Also on Shabbos, there is the death penalty, there's skila for violating the Shabbos. So on a level, Shabbos is more chamor, than more strict than Yom Tov. But yet, Yom Tov also is not allowed to prepare for Shabbos. So nowadays we have refrigeration, we have ways to put on the oven on a timer. I mean, there's various different things that we do. But in the olden days especially, it was very necessary for them to be able to prepare for Shabbos on Friday. The problem is, it's Yom Tov, and you can't prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So what do? So the Mishnah says like this, Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Erev Shabbos, Yom Tov that falls on Erev Shabbos, so Yom Tov is on Friday. So the halacha is, Lo Yivashil B'Techilo Mi Yom Tov L'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go ahead and cook from Yom Tov on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not allowed, Yom Tov is not allowed to prepare for Shabbos. So basically, you can't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Wait a minute, we'll talk about an Erev Tavshil in a minute. But now we're talking about just without any Erev Tavshil. You're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov and Shabbos. However, what he does is he cooks for Yom Tov, and if he has leftover, he can keep it for Shabbos. But he's not allowed to make a trick, he just has to cook for Yom Tov. That's without an Erev Tavshilin. So let's look at the Rashi. Yom Tov, Lo Yivashel B'Tchilo. So he says, Lo Yivashel B'Tchilo means he shouldn't start to cook the ikre. Don't start cooking and have in mind mainly l'shem Shabbos, for Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Elo l'shem Yom Tov. Yehei t'chilas bishulei. You start off to cook, you're cooking on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. V'hamishuyer. And things that are left over from the food that you cooked, Yehei l'Shabbos, that's for Shabbos. K'dikatoni v'ozul. The Mishnah is going to say this in the next sentence, that you cook for Yom Tov, and whatever is left over, keep for Shabbos. Avol mevashol hu l'Yom Tov. But he says, u'beloy ha'aroma. He shouldn't make a trick. Which means, he can say, oh, I'm cooking for Yom Tov, but he knows that it's way too much for Yom Tov. He knows that he's not going to eat it at Yom Tov. He says, no. Ubeloi ha'aroma, that's without any tricks. Only seriously what you need for Yom Tov, you're cooking. And if you have leftover, you can keep for Shabbos. But you're not allowed to make extra and pretend, oh, this is really for Yom Tov, and then you keep it for Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. That means ubeloi ha'aroma, without any tricks. Okay. Avol mevashel hu liyamtiv. But you could cook for yamtiv. And im hoysir, hoysir l'shabbos. If there is leftovers, okay, so you left over for Shabbos. So that's okay, you cook for yamtiv. And if it's left over, it's left over for yamtiv. Now the Mishnah starts talking about Erev Tavshilin. So the Mishnah says, "Ve'oiset tavshil me'erev yomtiv." You make a cooked food from before yomtiv, which would mean Thursday. Yomtiv is Friday. So on Thursday, erev yomtiv, you cook something. You make a cooked food, and that tavshil is l'shem erev. That's for the purpose of an Erev. Erev Tavshilin, Me'erev Yomtiv. So you make the Tavshil for an Erev from Erev Yomtiv. V'soymech olov l'shabbos, and you can rely on that Erev and to get the cooking done for Shabbos. Why?
Is this the introduction of the concept, or was this...
I didn't follow. What was your question?
Is this the introduction of the concept of Erev Tavshilin, or is it something that was...
No, in this whole Gemara, in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to talk about all about Erev Tavshilin. This is the source of Erev Tavshilin from here. We'll see two major opinions why we make an Erev Tavshilin. We'll see in the Gemara. But here... it just says you should make a cooked food, that's we call that Erev Tavshilin, from before Yom Tov. And then you're going to rely on that Erev to cook for Shabbos. Now, how big, how much does that Erev, we're saying you make a Tavshil, what kind of a Tavshil? How much tafshilin? Beishamai omrim shnei tafshilin. Beishamai say you need two cooked, not one, but you need two. Ubeis Hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel say no, tafshil echad, you just need one. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, for the Gemara is going to explain everything. The Gemara says v'shavin, and they all agree, Beishamai Beis Hillel agree, Bedog ubeitzo she'olov. They used to smear the fish the way they used to do it. They used to smear an egg on it. So you have a fish and you have an egg. So even though Beis Shammai requires two tafshilin, but he will say that the fish with the egg counts for two tafshilin. V'shovim bedog ubeitzo she'olov, shehem shnei tavshilin. Zokt Rashi. What is the egg that is on top of the fish? So Rashi says, sheho yutochin beitzo al hadog. They would smear an egg on the fish. Today they do that too. You know, they make like the they dip the fish into some sort of egg in a mixture. So they used to smear an egg on the fish. I said, when you roast the fish, that egg with the fish, even according to Beis Shammai, counts as two tafshilin. Beis Hillel doesn't need two tafshilin, but according to Beis Shammai, that counts for two tafshilin. Okay, now, lechatchila, that tafshil, that erev, needs to be around until you finish all your cooking for Shabbos. As we'll see the reason later on in the Gemara. But what happens if by accident you ate it up or it got lost? Ochloi Aisha Avad, if he ate it up, or it got lost, Koidem Shabishel called Tzorkei Shabbos. before he had a chance to cook all the needs of Shabbos. So now he's back without an Erev. Can he continue cooking? So he says, Loi yevashel olav betchilo. You cannot start cooking for it. In other words, just like we said before, you can still cook for Yom Tov, and if it's left over, it's left over. But you cannot start cooking for Shabbos if you don't have the Erev Tavshilin. With the Erev Tavshilin, yes, you can cook for Shabbos. Betchilo. But by the way, I mean, there's some debate about it, but at least by our tradition, you still would have to be able to eat it before Shabbos, but you're still allowed to cook for Shabbos. I mean, you still have to eat it in Yom Tov. You can't cook it right after. There should be enough time so that if guests come, they can eat it on Yom Tov. But that's a separate, we're not talking about it right clearly. So, if you lost it, you ate it up, so there's no more Erev Tavshilin, so you cannot cook. On the account of this Erev, you can't cook because there is no Erev. However, the im shiar mimenu kol shehu, if any amount remained intact from the Erev, which means it wasn't completely eaten up, but just any amount was left of the Erev, Soymech Allah, you can rely on that Erev Tavshilin, Le Shabbos, so that you can start cooking, you can go ahead and cook for Shabbos. Soymech Allah, Zakt Rashi Levashil Bishvila, that because of that leftovers piece of the Erev, you can go and cook. This whole law of Erev Tavshilin is a law Medrabonon. It's not a Torah law. The Torah, we don't have an Erev Tavshilin. So it's a little bit unusual, would seem, for the Gemara to ask a question, Minoha Nimili. Usually you ask, where do we know these words from? If we had a halacha of the Torah, and you ask, where are these words from? But of course, if it's halacha from Rabbanon, these words don't have a source. The source is the Rabbanon. It's not a Torah source. So why is the Gemara asking, Mino Hani Mili? Where do we know these words? So Rashi immediately, the Gemara asks, Rashi addresses this, Mino Hani Mili. And the Gemara is going to answer various verses where we learn it from. But how could there be a verse if the whole, it was instituted by the rabbis, how could it be a verse to it? So Rashi explained that, Minoha Nimili, and the Gemara will say the verses, Lav davke mikro iyolef, it doesn't necessarily mean we're learning it from the psukim. As Rashi points out, the Eruvei Tavshilin, the Rabbon, are you able to read the screen by me?
Yeah, more than I can.
Okay. The Eruvei Tavshilin Derabonon. V'hochi komiboilon. Okay, so what is the question? If it's Medrabonon, so why are you asking where do we know it? So he says, this is what he's asking. Ahecha asmachuhu Rabonon. On where did the Rabonon lean it? Which means many times we have a hint in the Torah, which the rabbis use to lean on that we should do the halacha in a certain way. So this is the case. The Gemara says, where is it leaned on? Where did the Rabbanon find a support for their contention to make an Erev Tavshilin? Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel gives the answer, the Amar Kro. Because it says in the Pasuk, and this is in the Aseres Hadibris, in the portion of Yisrael, it says, Zochir es yoim ha-Shabbos lekatshe. Remember the day of Shabbos to make it holy. He takes this as the Pasuk telling us, you know, never forget the Shabbos. Never forget the Shabbos. Now, when we say you have to remember something, that implies, that indicates that you might forget it. Why would we forget the Shabbos? Oh, when Shabbos comes after Yom Tov, you may forget it, huh? Which means you're not going to prepare for it. You mean, when we say to remember it, we're trying to tell you, you know what, don't forget about Shabbos, because when a person is involved with Yom Tov and all the preparations and the meals and everything else, he might forget, oh, next day is Shabbos. If it's a weekday, he's not preoccupied with something else. But if it's a Yom Tov, let's see what Rashi says. Zochreyu ma'achar shebo lashkichei, because it might come to forget it. So that's what you got to remember. That's what the Torah means. So Rashi explains, shebo Yom Tov erev Shabbos. When Yom Tov comes on Erev Shabbos, a regular Erev Shabbos, everybody prepares. We know Shabbos is coming. But when Yom Tov comes on Erev Shabbos, Korev Shabbos lishtakech, it's very close, it's very possible Shabbos to be forgotten. Machmas Yom Tov, because of Yom Tov. Why? Because since Erev Shabbos is Yom Tov, Shamar bebesudas hayoy, because the person increases a lot the meals of the day. It's not the regular weekday where she eats a meager meal. He makes a big feast. Since he's making a big feast, he might take out everything of the refrigerator and take out all the food that he has put away, and there's going to be nothing left for Shabbos. And you are not going to leave over for Shabbos sufficient to honor the Shabbos. So the post says, no, don't forget, remember. So what has that got to do with the Erev Tavshilin? Of making the food from Thursday? So Rashi says, Ukishama Arev Erev Tavshilin, when you make this Erev Tavshilin, Nimtso Shezochrei, so it turns out that you remember, you're reminding yourself of the Shabbos that is coming, because you made something special for that Shabbos. You made an Erev. Share eine oisa elo machmas Shabbos. Because why are you doing an Erev? Yom Tov doesn't need an Erev. Why are you making an Erev? So you are giving attention and you're staying focused. And you're staying focused on the. On the Shabbos from before Shabbos, and therefore, that would be fulfilling, remembering the Shabbos, and you're not going to just eat up everything on Yom Tov, and you're going to leave things for Shabbos. From the Gemara. My time. Okay. So the Gemara explains now. Okay, the Pasuk says, remember him, but why did they make an Erev for? We know that you have to remember it. My time is Akhtarashi. Lomo tikno Erev. Why did they institute this Erev, this cooking of the food? Kroi, kro vadai lav be Erev mishtoi, be lav Erev mishtama mino. The Pasuk isn't talking about an Erev, and no Erev can be understood from this Pasuk, so, and it's Vasmachta Ba'almahu. This is just, you're leaning it on something to remember it, but it's not, nothing here to tell us anything about an Erev. V'cha'osa kro, l'kiddush hayom, the real Pasuk is coming to tell us, remember the day to make Kiddush. That goes for the Kiddush of the day. That's why we have Zocher Es Yoyim. Remember it, we make kiddush kedetanya bipsachim zachreyu al hayoyin. So since the erev is midrabanon, umaro l'sakin. So the erev is midrabanon. So why did the chachamim see fit to institute the erev? There's no pasuk for the erev really over here. So Rava gives the explanation. Kidei sheyivrer mona yofel l'shabbos umona yofel l'yomtov, so that he should choose a good portion for Shabbos and a good portion for Yom Tov. Rashi, Amarok Dizhulu, Mitoich Shema Arev, since he's making the Erev, he is putting away that cooked food for the Erev. Zoicher Es HaShabbos, so then you remember Shabbos. Ve'eino Mechale Es HaKoil Yom Tov, and you don't finish everything up for Yom Tov. Uboirer Mona loze, umona loze, and you choose one portion for Shabbos and one portion for Yom Tov. So basically, making the erev on erev Yom Tov puts Shabbos into focus, and therefore you will remember to prepare for both. Don't get overwhelmed just with Yom Tov, but also remember the Shabbos, and that's why we make the erev. That's the opinion of Rava. Rabashi Omar. Rabashi disagrees. According to the reason of Rava, it means it's the honor of Shabbos that we had in mind over here, because we didn't want you to eat up anything for everything for Yom Tov. We wanted you to keep in mind also Shabbos. But Rabashi disagrees. Rabashi Omar. Loi lekovid Shabbos tiknuho, elo lekovid Yom Tov. This was not instituted to honor the Shabbos, but to honor Yom Tov. Which means
then you would need another pasuk.
That's the reason we put up an erev on Thursday.
For then the you would need another pasuk. Need a different pasuk for that.
That's correct. That's correct. But he doesn't bring a pasuk at all. We'll have another pasuk soon, but good point. But he says the erev. That's exactly what he's saying. Loi lechved Shabbos tiknu, like you're trying to say from Zacharis Yom Shabbos, and lekovid Yom Tov. How does this honor Yom Tov? Because when he's cooking on Thursday, you're basically saying, "Uh-oh, we don't want Yom Tov to cook for Shabbos." So you're honoring Yom Tov. So people should say, "So look, they should yemru ein oifin me Yom Tov l'Shabbos, kavachemer me Yom Tov l'choil." So people should take Yom Tov very seriously, since we're saying that you're not even allowed to bake from Yom Tov for Shabbos. For sure, you're not allowed to bake from Yom Tov for the weekday. How are you gonna say that? Because you see that the only reason we allow you to cook for Shabbos is if you started cooking from Thursday. Kidei sheyemru, einef miyantav l'choyel, zok trashi, ele imken hischil mibayid yoyim. You're not allowed to cook from Yantav and Shabbos unless you started from the daytime. So now, since you already started cooking on Thursday for Shabbos, so now it's only as if you're continuing, keep on continuing the work. But to start the baking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So people will see that even for Shabbos, we don't just let you. So, from Yom Tov for the weekday, for sure not. And therefore, that's the reason why we make an Erev Tavshilin. First opinion was that it was for Shabbos, so you don't eat everything up. Second opinion is to keep the Yom Tov, the sanctity of the Yom Tov, the people should see, we treat it with respect, that even for Shabbos, we don't allow you, only if you started from before Yom Tov. Certainly not for the weekday. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the weekday. Okay. So the Gemara brings down the Mishnah we just learned. Tanakh. We learned in the Mishnah. It says, Oise Tavshil Me'erev Yom Tov. When do you have to make this cooked food? That you have to make this...
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
Hold on 1 second.
So, the Mishnah says that the Erev needs to be made before Shabbos. From before Yom Tov, I mean. And then you can lean on it for Shabbos to do it for Shabbos. You can cook betchila for Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Bishleima l'Rav Ashi da Omar. Meila, according to Rav Ashi, he says, Kidei sheyemru in Ephraim Yom Tov the Shabbos, that the reason for the Erev Tavshilin is so that people will say, well, you're not allowed to just cook, even for Shabbos, so certainly you're not allowed to cook for the weekday. Okay. So we understand that's why you have to start the process from before Yom Tov, from Thursday, and then you're just finishing up. Bishleimer l'Rav Ashi, d'omar l'kvod Yom Tov tiknu. According to Rav Ashi, makes it fits. He said to honor the Yom Tov, they instituted it. Kidei sheyemru. Asur lahaschil b'shulei Shabbos b'yom tov. So people should say you're not allowed to start cooking of Shabbos on Yom Tov. So that's a hainu demer of Yom Tov hutzruchu la'asoy. So you need to do it from before Yom Tov to show that you can't start cooking on Yom Tov itself, even for Shabbos. So you got to do it from before Yom Tov. We understand hainu demer of Yom Tov. In b'yom tov loy, only from erev yom tov yes, but on yom tov no. Elo l'rove, but according to Rove, that you're cooking so to remind you to keep a good piece for Shabbos. The Amar Kedei Sheyivrer, that the reason why we want you to cook the erev so to make sure not to forget the Shabbos, my area me'erev Yom Tov. So why is it only making the erev Tavshilin from Thursday before Yom Tov? Afilu b'Yom Tov nami, even a Yom Tov itself, you should also be able to make the erev Tavshilin. Rashi, afilu b'Yom Tov. Ya'aseyu lifnei sudas Yom Tov. So before you start your Yom Tov meal, make a food for Shabbos. Yesh kan zchiras Shabbos livrer menoysof. So now we have remembering the Shabbos to choose the special portions for Shabbos. So why do we need to do it on Thursday? And the Gemara says, Eino chinami, you're talking right. We don't need to do it from before Yom Tov. It would be sufficient to do it on Yom Tov. We worry there's a gezeira that he might be negligent. Shemo yifsha, he might yishkach v'lo yarev. He's gonna forget and he's not gonna make this erev. Shum detorit, because he's preoccupied. So before Yom Tov starts, make the erev tashilin. I see. Actually, nowadays it's the other way around. I think. People are so preoccupied before Yom Tov, they almost forget to make the Erev, you know. And on Yom Tov itself, people don't cook that much today. So it's mostly from before Yom Tov. But anyways, that's the... what they go on.
Before Yom Tov. We still make it before Yom Tov.
What?
We still make it before Yom Tov. Right?
Still make what? I don't getting it.
We make the Erev Tavshil before Yom Tov starts.
Right, right. So the Gemara says you can take and make the Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov itself, but we worry you might be negligent because you're preoccupied. And the Gemara says we brought down before a posik from Zohar Shem Shabbos Lekache, and the Gemara brings another Tana that he brings it from another source. V'tana maisilo mehochan. So Rashi explains why we need another proof. I mean, this is not like we said before. This is b'chol medrabbonon. So Rashi says v'tana maisilo mehochan kein derech shitas haTalmud. This is the style of the Talmud. K'shemaschilin ha'meroyim lohoitzi tam min ha'mikro. When the Amoraim started to learn out, derive a lesson, a reason from the pasuk, v'yesh tana shel braisa lomad oisim mimokim achar, and there's a tana in a braisa who learned it from another place, nokat hochi. So then he uses the lashon v'tana maisilo mehocha, meaning kolaymar. Hamerayim lamdu mikan. The Hamerayim learned it from here. VeHatane lamed mikan, and the Tana learned from here. So basically, the Tana has a different source for this halacha. What does he learn? It says in the pasuk by Demon on Friday. It says, "Eis asher oifu toifu." That which you want to bake, bake. Veis asher tevashlu bashelu. And that which you want to cook, cook. Everything should be done on Friday. That's what the pasuk says by the month. But really, there's a duplicate language. What does it mean? Teifu eifu. Havelei lemichtav Rashi. Eis asher teifu eifu, zok Rashi. He should have said, "Hayoyim eflu bashlo." Today, bake and cook. Instead of saying, "Cook, bake, bake, cook, cook," just say, "Today, bake and cook." But this is a hint over here. That el remesu. This is a hint. She yesh loch yoyim shishi. Shein eifin lutzarech mocher. There is a yom that you can't bake for the next day. Friday you can bake, but sometimes you can't bake. When it's yontif. However, eifu, if you baked already, which means you prepared, then you can continue baking. Kanom Rabbi Loza, from here Rabbi Loza says, ein eifin elo al ha'ofu. You cannot bake only if it was already baked. B'chamishim b'shabbos. Eifin is past, we're talking about bread. Ein mevashlin, you don't cook. Ela mevushla, only something what was cooked. Mikan somchu chachomim leiruvi tafshili min hatoyret. From here, the chachomim leaned to learn out that the erev tafshili is min hatoyret. So the Gemara Tan Rabbonon Maise b'Rabbi Lazer shoy yoshev v'doidish kol hayim kulei b'hilchos yomtov. There was a story that Rabbi Elazar was sitting in the Beis Medrash and expounding. It was Yomtiv, Yoshev Adarish B'Yomtiv. All day in the laws of Yomtiv. Some of the people got tired and wanted to go home to eat. So the first group left, Yotzisar Katri Shoina.
They were ready for Kiddush.
Yeah, they want to go home. Yotzisar Katri Shoina. We'll see soon what happens here. Lisoit sutas yomtiv, to go and have their meal. V'nichu v'doirish, they let him speak. He was darshan, he was speaking. It's like the Kiddush club. The rabbi give his teacher his speech and they go out and say l'chaim. No, so they went to eat their meal for yomtiv. And they left the Rabbi Lozer, they left him to darshan. Omar, so he called about these people. He says, halolu Bale patosim hein, patosim. Patosim is big barrels, and they have prepared big barrels, and they prepared it. Rashi says, "Chavis gedos chinulahem ba'anu milin, ba'anu milin umesach mishtois." It's, I think it's kind of honey or spiced up and something, a drink, you know, and they're meaning we're saying is they're like pampas, they're like big shots. They have big barrels of fancy drinks over there. Lefikach maru lotzis. That's why they were hasty to leave Kalimar, as if to say, bali nefeshim. They're people of feel themselves. They're people of soul, meaning they have a good sense of themselves. Ve'enam yigein l'shmaya Torah. They're not going to put effort to listen to the Torah. You know, here he's speaking Torah. They got to go eat, you know. They don't want to wait. But this is the first group that left. Kachnia, then the second group. Then he said, Omar, he says, Halolu Bali Chovies. These are the ones that have barrels. Barrel is not as big as the Patosin, but it's also pretty big. And the Kach Lishi, the third group left, Omar, he said, Halolu Bali Kadim. These one have jugs, smaller. I mean, they grouped them all. They started leaving. Katrivis, Omar, when the fourth group went out, he said, Halolu Bali Liginim. Liginim is a smaller than even the jugs. It's a Kat Chamishis, the fifth one, Omar, he said, Halolu Bali Kisis. Oh, they're just like a cup, even smaller. So now, there was almost nobody left in the shul. Hischilu Kat Shishis Lotzis. The sixth group started to leave. So Omar, now he said, Halolu Bali Meira. These are masters of the curse, meaning he was basically cursing them. Meira means a curse. So these are should be masters of the curse. Now, they didn't understand, the students. Why did he say that? Because the base medrash was emptying out. Very empty. Everybody left. And it was embarrassing. And it was hard for him. So he said, these are Bali Meira. So Nosan Einov B'Talmidim. So he puts his eyes in his student. And his chilu pnei mishtanim, their faces started to turn. His students weren't sure why he was upset. They thought he was upset that they didn't leave earlier because it's yomtiv, they should be eating. And it should be simchas yomtiv. So they started, their faces started to turn because if the sixth group is so guilty that he cursed them like that, he said, Bala Me'era, so they're worried about themselves. Kisavurim, they thought Shekoyes Alkat Shishis Bibne Sheikhru Lotzis. He thought that they were angering on the sixth group because they delayed to leave. So Vakolshkin Alenu, so for sure on us. Amar Lahem, so he said to them now, Bonai, my children, Loi Lachem Ani Aimer, I'm not saying this to you. Elo Lahalolu Shiyotsu, to these that left. They neglect eternal life and they occupy themselves in temporary life. Okay, so they stayed on lingering in Beis Medrash. Now, Bishas Pitiros, on when they left, Amar Lahem, he told them the verse, Luchu, go ahead, Ichlu Mashmanim, eat sweets or fat stuff, tasty. So mikrohu b'sefer Ezra up till the end of the pasuk, at ki ched v'savayim mu'uschem, the joy of shchedva is your strength. I'm talking and drink sweets. V'shilchu mones lein nochen lei, and send portions to one who has not prepared. Kekodesh hayom l'adenenu, this day is holy to our master. V'al te'otzu, don't be sad. Ki ched'va Hashem. The joy of Hashem is your strength. This is all in the pasuk there. So he was kind of upset with them, and